Hey everyone, and welcome to the Product Marketing Insider podcast brought to you by Product Marketing Alliance. Thanks for tuning in. For those that don't know, the Product Marketing Alliance is a collective of passionate product marketing managers on a mission to elevate the product marketing role. And behind the scenes, we've been talking to lots of product marketers from across the globe to get insider info about their journey into the world of product marketing, but also to get their take on the industry as a whole. Well, why? Partly to be nosy, but mainly to elevate the role and inspire others. This week, our managing editor at PMA, Bryony Pierce, speaks with Martin Aguinis, the product marketing manager at Google, and also the Product Marketing Rising Star Award winner of 2019. Hopefully you'll have as much fun listening to them as we did making them, and I'm going to leave you in the capable hands of Bryony. That's it from me, so enjoy, folks.
So if you could just start off by telling everyone a little bit about you, your name, who you work for, and what you do, please.
I'm Martin Aguinis. I work at Google, and I lead marketing for Flutter, which is Google's UI toolkit to build apps for iOS, Android, and the web from a single code base.
And why did you decide to become a product marketer in the first place?
So I feel I've wanted to be a product marketing manager actually since I was a child, just looking for ways to connect people to products and make them happy. Actually, when I was 8 years old, I started my first company called Perfect Toys, where I would sell toys and essentially pitch to people enticing reasons on why they should purchase them. And I think I've carried this energy with me ever since, yeah. Focusing on the human elements of products. Mm-hmm. So when we look at product marketing, you're essentially conducting, you know, competitor analysis, you're thinking through positioning and doing market research. Mm-hmm. And so you're ensuring that the product really fits the user's needs, which is a very rewarding thing to me.
And then can you just talk us through what attracted you to the role?
Yeah, I mean, I've always thrived in entrepreneurial environments. So my current role is essentially a very high growth startup CMO role, but with all the resources from Google. Mm-hmm. So I was really actually attracted to the product itself, Flutter, in the early days, because I struggled with selecting tools to build apps myself when I started my own app-based businesses before Google. Yeah. And Flutter was aspiring to solve this by creating a solution where you have truly native apps on iOS and Android from one code base. Mm-hmm. So being able to actually drive this product from an unknown technology that was only used internally at Google when I joined to run with it really was exciting, because I was able to establish all of our marketing foundations from, you know, building up a new website to a pitch deck to a tagline, and even conducting things like market research with early adopters to inform our engineers about the tool that they were building was exciting. And after 2 years, Flutter is actually now the number one fastest growing skill and number two most loved developer tool worldwide. Mm-hmm. But my work itself continues to be very scrappy. I'm still the only marketer for Flutter. Mm-hmm. And I'm able to take risks on new campaigns and initiatives and launch things quickly. Mm-hmm. So for example, just yesterday, I launched a brand new showcase page on our website with brands like BMW, eBay, Capital One, Alibaba, to demonstrate the richness of apps and stories that have come from our technology. So being able to put those things together still and launching them in a very entrepreneurial environment still continues to show on the team.
Out of curiosity, how long have you been with Google for?
So I've been with Google for about 3 years. I started on the YouTube team and then moved on to Flutter.
Okay, awesome. And then how did you first get into product marketing?
Yeah, so I mentioned how, you know, I've been a PMM essentially since I was a kid. Mm-hmm. With at least my passions, but that actually continued in university, which is where I started my first business, which was a ride-sharing app for university students. Mm-hmm. And during that time, the product was actually on fire in a good way, right? Especially since this was before the Uber era. Mm-hmm. So a lot of users were fascinated by the ability to be able to hail a ride via an app. And my focus was not just on designing the right product and the app itself, but also going around and ensuring it's what users wanted in universities. So essentially, running our business included mostly, you know, marketing on that end. Mm-hmm. And then I actually went on to form a few other app-based businesses and work a bit in VC. And eventually I decided I would like to double down on this marketing passion at a larger technology company to broaden the impact I could have. And that's when I started at YouTube and Google.
Okay, awesome. So the next question was kind of around talking us through your career path, how you got to kind of a university to Google today. Is there anything else you have to kind of add around that?
I mean, yeah, I think something I've realized is that so many people will take your phone call as long as you have a reason to contact people. And also, you know, I definitely wouldn't be here today without a lot of help that I've gotten from mentors and other, you know, career advice that I've received. So yeah. I think one thing that characterizes my career path is really just not being scared to go on LinkedIn and look up, you know, people I look up to or our careers are very interesting, and really asking them questions on how they got there and kind of thinking with the open mind, which is one of the seven habits of highly effective people. It's like, you know, if I want to get to this certain career, this industry, look at people that have gotten there because they have an incredible amount of knowledge, and everyone loves being able to pass on that knowledge to others, or at least most people do. So that's one thing that I've been doing throughout my career, and I think has really given me a lot of the opportunities that I've, or at least open up the initial door of opportunities that I've gotten today.
Mm-hmm. Awesome. And then if there is such a thing, can you just talk us through a sort of standard day in your role?
So if you asked me this last month and this month, it might already be a different answer, especially if our products are growing so quickly. But I'd say a typical day, you know, I'd wake up between 6 and 7 a.m., either commute down to Mountain View or stay here in San Francisco, and take advantage of that early morning to answer emails before all the meetings and new emails come in. Mm-hmm. And then, you know, in the morning, I like to sync with our cross-functional leads. So our product manager, UX, engine manager, to ensure, you know, we're all aligned on upcoming campaigns or launches or events we have. Mm-hmm. I'll also take some time during the day to code a little bit, because I think it's really important to keep up with the tool itself that I'm marketing and understand what it is. And of course, I'm definitely not a great coder, but I think it's really good to at least really keep up with it as much as I can. I also have meetings with our regional teams because I'm part of Google, right? We have folks all over the world, including APAC and EMEA, who help scale out some of our initiatives. So I like to connect with them as well to make sure that we're all aligned. And I'll also look through our external communications, like our upcoming blogs and social media, to ensure that our copy and all the scheduling looks good. Also, our team is specifically video focused. I mean, we have an incredible developer relations team that helps put together documentation for developers, but also we have a lot of videos, case studies, and also technical videos. So a lot of times I'll spend the day looking through some of those, editing them, ensuring that, you know, they fit what we want and where we're launching them. And then finally, you know, sometimes I'll leave the office around 6 or 7, but if we have an upcoming event or launch, then who knows how long I stay.
Yeah. Sounds like you've got a lot of variety in there anyway.
Certainly. Again, when I first started, it was a lot about research actually. So because Flutter was so new, I did a lot of early adopter research, personas, segmentation work. Now it's become a little bit more external facing now that we've been scaling so quickly.
Mm-hmm. And is that variety that you have in your day to day, is that something you quite enjoy about the role?
Absolutely. Every hour I have a meeting that's about kind of a different part. And I think that's something that is fascinating about product marketing, is there are so many definitions of it, but it really does encompass a lot more than just sales or just making, you know, pitch decks.
Mm-hmm. And then what would you say the top three skills are that have helped you get, what are the top three skills that have helped you be the most successful product marketer that you are today?
So I think the first one, and this is something I spoke about at the keynote of the summit, was focusing on the fundamentals, mm-hmm. on the non-sexy. I think it's really important as a product marketer to take a step back and make sure that you have very clear and crisp communication about what your product is and that you're continuously refreshing that. Mm-hmm. And an example of what I did there is I created a video called Introducing Flutter when I first joined, because the technology was really good, but there was no asset that really described what Flutter was at a high level. Mm-hmm. And that video ended up getting 1.6 million views, which was the most views on that channel that year. And it also continued to be referenced throughout the world, and people would use the assets and the brands from that video in other ways. So mm-hmm. I think that was a really good lesson of how I focused on, took a step back, and the kind of impact that had. Mm-hmm. The second one would be thinking about the 99%. And what I mean by that is that you most likely will not reach 99% of your users in person for any product. Even when you have big conferences or events, a lot of times people are not actually there that are using your product. Mm-hmm. And so how do you curate for those folks? And one example I always give is during our launch event last year, where we launched the full product, we actually had a pre and post show where we would take questions from online. And we also set up viewing parties around the world so that, you know, people all over the world could actually participate, and not just the lucky 250 developers that were invited to the event itself. So mm-hmm. really thinking through that global impact and ways to scale out your existing content as a marketer, I think is another way that is a good skill to have. Yep. And finally, I mean, one of the most important ones is taking bold risks, mm-hmm. And really not being scared to do that. And I think, you can learn a lot from different risks. I mean, one example I'll give is actually, you know, this one's not even Flutter related, but as a 20% project or as an additional project, I worked with the TensorFlow AI team to create videos in Spanish to recurate or recreate some content that they had in English into Spanish so that Latin American developers and users of TensorFlow could better understand the product. I'm originally from Buenos Aires, Argentina, so I speak Spanish, but it was definitely a risk putting myself out there and being vulnerable in a technical way, which is something I'm not used to, and creating this video and launching it. But it ended up getting an incredible amount of interest to the point where now the TensorFlow team is doing a roadshow in Latin America because they realize how many developers are interested in this. So taking a risk and putting myself out there for the TensorFlow team really did prove itself. And I think that that's something that I think all marketers should carry with them, including myself, in everything we do.
Yeah, awesome. And then in your opinion, what, if anything, do you think needs to change about product marketing?
I think maybe the definition. I mean, everyone has their own definition of product marketing. And that's something that was fascinating about this summit, was really understanding how other companies are defining product marketing. Yeah. Know the user, know the magic, connect the two. Mm-hmm. That's how Google defines marketing. And I think it's a wonderful way to describe it, because a lot of people think it's just about, you know, sales or making something more pretty. Mm-hmm. But there's so much more to being a PMM, right? It's really understanding the product and connecting it to the users. And I think that maybe changing other people's perception of truly the impact the product marketers could have at organizations is something that needs to change.
Yeah, for sure. And then from your viewpoint, how do we elevate the role of product marketing?
Yeah, I think data becomes our best friend. So really showing the direct impact as marketers from initiatives or top level OKRs, or even the bottom line, is the best way, right? Whenever I launch something for Flutter, I will then look at our tool usage or our website visits and directly correlate the campaign or what I did with that. And that immediately shows the rest of the team and stakeholders what the impact marketing is having. Mm-hmm. And so I think by elevating the role through data and really showing the direct impact is probably the most direct and best way.
Awesome. And I'll just move on. So recently you won the Rising Star Award. Congratulations for that. How would you sum up what winning that award meant to you?
I mean, it was really, truly humbling to be named the Rising Product Marketing Star of 2019, especially since it's only given one to one person every year in the US. Mm-hmm. You know, it was a really special moment for me.
Yeah.
I think that it is obviously not an end goal of mine and not something I ever even thought I would win. But it's just an additional motivator to just really continue doing this, and also giving back and passing along, help or whatever it is, so that the next person can win it again as well.
Yeah. And then what's your greatest achievement at Google been to date, would you say?
It's a great question. I led the marketing for our beta and 1.0 launches at Flutter, which both reached millions of people and got company-wide Google recognition. But I'd have to say that honestly, my initiatives that engage people around the world to share their stories are the ones I feel most proud of. Yeah. These are the ones that really showed the human behind the product themselves. Mm-hmm. So a couple examples I can give you of this. One was a campaign I launched called #MyFlutterStory, which was an initiative for developers around the world to submit videos on how they're building the products. And this helped us focus on the developers themselves and their stories, not just the end result of the product they're building. And it was really impactful to see someone from Angola and Tokyo and Sydney all connecting through this common language and through this common initiative. And we had hundreds of submissions come through, and you can find this video online of some of them that we put together. And then the second example of this human element that I'm very proud of was a contest that I launched called Flutter Creates. And this was the first of its kind contest. You know, we spoke about taking risks earlier. This was something that we did completely from scratch and had no idea how it would go. And it was essentially challenging people to build an app in under 5 kilobytes of code, which is less than half a second of an MP3 file. Mm-hmm. So, you know, even though we had this limitation, we ended up getting almost 1,000 submissions across 60 different countries. And the impact that we saw here, not just because of the winners, but in general, was pretty amazing, because one person reached out to me saying thank you and that their submission had turned into a full-time job.
Yeah.
The grand prize winner actually taught themselves how to code on Flutter 3 weeks before the contest ended. And I met him last week in Shanghai, and he is a very humble person. Didn't even tell his wife he won, but you know, it was amazing to see some of these stories come through. And I think that is what I would say is my greatest achievement, because it really showed me the amount, the power and the amount of influence one can really have on different people when you take a risk like this.
Yeah, they sound like great ideas. You kind of explaining to everyone as well why you won this award. They sound really good. And do you think you can attribute your current success within product marketing to a single or handful of events or people? Or do you say it's more of a culmination of a whole load of things?
You know, I would not be here where I am today without the help and support of my family, friends, and coworkers. Mm-hmm. I am very, very blessed to be surrounded by such an exceptional group of people, and I'm always looking for ways to pay that forward. Mm-hmm. Even in my, though I am the only marketer on the team, I'm never the smartest person in the room. Mm-hmm. You know, even our team at Google has leaders, including the editor of the HTML standard, people who have created the first versions of the V8 JavaScript engine that powers Chrome, right? There's some serious brain power on the team, and I'm really lucky to be surrounded by these folks every day. So it's absolutely thanks to all the people that I work with, as well as my friends and family.
Yeah. Awesome. And then what were your thoughts on the summit as a whole in San Francisco?
Yeah, so I mean, besides this award, I was really humbled at the opportunity to give the opening keynote at the summit, especially that we had VPs from Uber, OpenTable, Lyft, and others in the audience. Mm-hmm. And in my talk, I actually opened up by saying how much of a privilege it is to have so many PMMs in one room. And I really, really meant that, because I've never been exposed to so many product marketers for so many industries at one time. Mm-hmm. So I think it was such an exceptional opportunity to do that and to learn from others and how they're thinking about product marketing at their companies.
Yeah. And then a final question, do you have any words of wisdom for any aspiring award winners in this category?
I mean, focus on the work itself and the impact you're having, and don't be afraid to ask questions. Mm-hmm. Receiving an award like this is obviously a huge honor, but it should not be an end goal. I think rather it should be fuel that verifies that you're in the right direction and that you should continue going. Mm-hmm. Just like when you're studying for a test, you study as hard as you can and the good grade will follow.
Mm-hmm. Okay, awesome. Well, thank you very much for your time today.
All right, thank you very much.
Awesome, thank you.
Hey everybody, if you're still there, thanks so much for listening. If you enjoyed the pod, please do share it with your product marketing people. We're just starting out on our podcast journey, so we're really happy to hear any feedback that you have. If that sounded also like you'd like some time on air, just let us know and we'll put something in the diary. Thanks again, and have a great morning, afternoon, or evening, wherever you are.